run? Okay, it's moving like it's supposed to. Excellent. Looks like it usually does. Okay, very good. You can start it. Just make sure it's working okay. Okay, so we are on Daf Chav Zayin. We are actually starting on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph on the top today. Looks good. And Piv Mitzupe Zahav, quoting from the Mishnah that we had yesterday, where it said that the shofar that they used on Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash was not only Pashut, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, it was straight, but of Piv Mitzupe Zahav, its mouth was laden with gold, where the mouth should go. Ask the Gemara of Hatanya, Chavzayin Amin Aleph. V'Hatanya Tzipo Zahav V'Makam Anachas Piv Pasol. We have a brisa that says, if it's Mitzupe, in the place where you put the mouth, where the mouth touches the shofar, then it's possible. Shalom b'makom anachas pev kasher. If it's in a place where you don't put the mouth, kasher, somewhere else, close to where the mouth is supposed to go, but not exactly where the mouth goes, then it's kasher. Amar Abaya, ki tnan nami, masnisan, shalom b'makom anachas pev tnan. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah means also. The Mishnah means not exactly where the peh is supposed to go, but b'makom hanachas peh means somewhere close to the hanachas peh. 2 points, one halachic and one agadic. What's the problem here with Tzipo Zahav in the Makom Anachas Peh? What exactly is the halachic issue here? So the Sfasemis quotes that Lechora, the first, what he would think is Chatzitza. Reason Chatzitza, your mouth has to directly touch the shofar when you blow, and therefore it is a problem of Chatzitza. And he quotes that from the Ramban in our Gemara. But the problem then is that we had a principle in Masechet Sukkah which states, Kol l'na'oso eino chotzeitz. Anything you put on an object of a mitzvah for beauty is not a Chatzitza. That's why, for example, the Gemara there said, even though we paskin me'ikra din lulav ein sarach eged, you don't have to bind it, but if you do, it's wonderful and it's hinder mitzvah, kolana oso in a chotez. Anything that's there for beauty is not a chatzitza. So ask the Sfasemis here on our Gemara, so why should b'makom anachas peh be a chatzitza? It's there for beauty. So he gets five different answers. We'll mention two of them. First answer, he says, maybe the difference is by an eged, and he contrasts our case with an eged shel lulav. By an eged shel lulav, when you bind it with the eged, so that's not just making it more beautiful, but that's making it a more efficient object. It's now bound together, it helps you out, it's better for you, it makes it more beautiful, because now it's bound together, it's not falling apart. Mashenkin here, it's a perfect shofar without this. So this doesn't help it in any way. So you add it on some gold, but it didn't really help it in any way. So therefore, that is not on the same level. Mishosa lanafsho ezenoi she'enom... Where's the line? Right, it doesn't make it more muhudak v'nase ba'atzma muhudr. That's one answer he gives. A second answer he gives, and then we'll leave the others, and that is, by eged, even though you don't need it, but the Chazal told us to do it. Chazal still told us that in the Shulchan Aruch, even though ein tzarach eged, mitzvah la'agdo. So once Chazal tell us to do it, that's why it's different. Chazal never told us to put gold on the shofar. Right? It doesn't matter. We don't have to have gold on the shofar. Even lechan chilo, there's no reason to put gold on the shofar. So therefore, there's a difference. Kol l'na'oso eino chotzeitz only applies, A, when Chazal told us to do this noi, or B, when it not only makes it more beautiful, but it makes it more efficient, it makes it a better cheftza shel mitzvah, objectively. So those are two ideas of the Sfasemis. Again, there are more as well. The Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gedolei Ashkenaz has another suggestion. He says, quotes, maybe a reason is not because of chatzitza, but because of in kateger nasa saneger, as we had yesterday. You know, because the shofar is considered, as we had yesterday, kibifnim dami, the shofar is considered as if it's in the Kodesh Kodashim, so you can't put gold on it. It's like wearing the big days off. So that's why, he says though, it's a little difficult, so why is hanachas peh different than shalom hanachas peh? So maybe only b'makam hanachas peh that's considered what goes inside. So he says that's a little difficult, but either way, he thinks maybe that's another possibility. So either this is because of chatzitza, or because of in kateger nasa saneger. So b'shem the chassam sofer just said var agada. What does it mean? Sipuhu zahav b'makom anachas peh. He said al derech drash. He said there are different ways that we try to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What if sipuhu zahav? What if a person throws gold at you? What if a person throws, you know, gives a lot of staka b'makom anachas peh, in a place where he's supposed to put his mouth, in place of Talmud Torah? Sipuhu zahav b'makom anachas peh is puzzle. That's puzzle. You can't just give staka and not learn Torah. Wonderful to give staka, but it has to be coupled with learning Torah. This relates to, we mentioned a couple weeks ago at Shal Shudis, on the last day of Hanukkah. We mentioned that in the Machzarim, on the Yom Naraim, we say, Tshuva Tfilu Tztaka Mavir Nesro HaGzera. And on the letter, on the words, Tshuva Tfilu Utztaka, it says little words on top of each of the letters, Som, Kol, and Mamon. Right, it says Som on top of Tshuva, on top of Tzfila, it says Kol, and on top of Sukkah, it says Mamon. The gematria of each of those words is 136. Kuf, Lamed, Vav. Som, Kol, and Mamon all have the gematria of 136. If you add them all up, 136 times 3 equals 408, which is the gematria of Bizos. Bizos, Yalal, Aaron, Alakodesh. With this, with all three of these, you can come into the Kodesh Kadashim, and you can go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you only have one, if you only have the Tzaka, if you only have the Tshuva, you have to do all three. Works together. Bezos Yavaran al Kodesh. You have to have 136 times 3. So that's the Chasam Sofer. Tzipuhu Zav b'makam anachos peh. If you get stuck up b'makam in the place of Talmud Torah, so then Pasul doesn't work. You have to have all three in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch. So we started off with our Dvar Halacha and our Dvar Agada, and now we're deep into it. Okay, here we go. Shtei Chatzotzos, fourth line. We're always deep into it, but this really got us going quickly. Shtei Chatzotzos minat stadim. Two Chatzotzos minat stadim. So it said that on Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash, they blew shofar. There was a shofar in the middle, and there were two Chatzotzos on the sides of the shofar. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, who blew these Chatzotzos? And who blew the shofar? Chatzotzos l'chora with the Levium, who always blew the Chatzotzos. But who blew the shofar? Unclear. So the Baal Tokeah blew the shofar. But could anybody blow the shofar? This is the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash for Rosh Hashanah. So could Yisrael blow the shofar? You don't go in the Beis HaMikdash? So it's a discussion. It's not clear. Either way, they blew the shofar and the Chatzotzos. Ask the Gemara, Vitrei Kali Mimishtami. Trei Kali Mimishtami, can two sounds be heard at the same time? We have a principle usually that Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. It cannot be heard. V'hatanya, after all, it says in the Braisa, Zachar V'shamar B'dibur Echon Emru, Zachar V'shamar. Zachar in the first Aseret HaDibros, and Shamar in the second Aseret HaDibros. Zachar the Makar for Aseis, Shamar the Makar for Losa Aseis, that was said B'dibur Echad. We know that the Aseret HaDibros were all said at the same, the Aseret HaDibros, even though they were different words, it was mamash said at the same time. And it's typified by Zachar v'Shamar. Masha'ena fe yecholo l'daber ve'ena ozen yecholo l'shmoa. What a human mouth cannot say two things at the same time, ve'ena ozen yecholo l'shmoa, and an ear cannot hear two things at the same time. Right, so this is, just parenthetically, this is a different type of hekish than we usually have. Usually we have a hekish, we have two words next to each other in the Torah, so you can darshan one to the other. Here, they're not next to each other. One's in Yisra, one's in Vaschanan, but Chazal say you can still darshan a connection because they were said at the same time. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad emru, that's how you can have a connection between Zachar and Shamar, and you could say, like the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, women are chayiv avos and kiddush, because just like they're chayiv in Shamar, they're chayiv in Zachar, and there's a machlokas Rishonim, how far do you take this? For example, Lechem Mishnah, women chayiv avos and Lechem Mishnah, so 99% of Rishonim say yes, all Rishonim say yes. Why? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because afein hayu ba'oso anes. They were also in the nase of the mun. So that's why women have to have Lechem Mishnah. But with the Ran says, what do you mean? You don't need that for Zachar v'Shamar. Zachar v'Shamar. The Ran says Zachar v'Shamar includes women in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. Zachar v'Shamar d'Yerechan Amru. There's a machlokas about Havdalah. Havdalah. Are women chayivas in Havdalah? Because why is that a machlokas? Because that's about Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. There's a machlokas we've shown him, the Beis Yosef quotes, whether women are chayivas in Havdalah, that's why the Minhag HaOlam is for a man to make Havdalah for a woman. But the post can point out, if there's no man around, and a woman has to make Havdalah, she has to make Havdalah. She says it herself. Okay, she wants to give the wine to a child. There's Alpi Kabbalah, some say not Kabbalah, Alpi, whatever, these Ayin Hara issues, that not to drink the wine. But either way, Aruch HaShulchan says, Halacha is Mosi Midei Minhag. So if there's nobody else to drink the wine, she drinks the wine. But either way, that's all learned out from Zachar v'Shamar, this unique type of Hekesh, that B'dibur Echad Emru. But for our purposes, what does it mean here? It teaches me that a person can't hear two things at the same time. Ozen Eni Chol L'Shmoa. Yeah? According to Rabbeinu Tam, is Lechem Mishnah Pursum Enisa? Or not? I mean, the Gemara tells us three cases, which are Afein Hayu, and that are also Pursum Enisa, and they get a Brach of Shas Anisim, or Asher Galanu. Those are the three, Megillah, and Dalet Kosos, and Chanukah. Right, Rabbeinu Tam says Lechem Mishnah. Lechor, he does not say it's Pursum Enisa. He quotes it in the Ran and all the Rishonim, they quote this Rabbeinu Tam, but I don't think he adds it to the list of Pursum Enisa. Okay, he would also take a stand on what does Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes mean. Does it mean that they were the protagonists in the story, or just they were involved in the Hatzalah? Machlokas Rashbam and Tosis. Okay, that might be taking a stand on that issue. But okay, so says the Gemara, that a person cannot hear two things at the same time, answers the Gemara. So therefore, how can you hear the shofar and the Chatzotzros? Answers the Gemara, L'kach ma'arach b'shofar. That's why the Mishnah says you extend the shofar sound. The shofar is longer than the Chatzotzros, so you make sure that you hear it and it's by itself. Ask the Gemara, Lameimra, so is that to teach me? Is that to tell me that as long as you hear the end of the sound of a tekiah is good enough? Because what are we saying now? The first part of the shofar, the first part of the sound that you heard is meaningless because the chatzosos were at the same time, so you didn't really hear it. All you heard was the end of the sound. So is that good enough that all you have to hear is sof, tekiah? So umameila, and you would also say tekiah, tekiah, below sof, tekiah, yatza? And you would that would also teach me meaning only part of a tekiah. It doesn't matter if it's the beginning part or the end part. Is that what we're supposed to learn from this? Because if that's true, then I have a problem. The following. Tashma, talk about Rishon Mashach Mashdiya Kishtai, maybe other ala achas. If a person blows the end, the way that Rashi says the case is, the last tekiah of Malchus, right? The last tekiah of the Tashrat, and or the Tashat, depending on what, that's why Rashi, some say, Rashi doesn't say it has to do with within each set, but let's say from set to set. The last tekiah of Tashrat. And he blows it very long because he wants it to be motzi and yotze, the first kiyah of the zechronos. He blows it two long ones. So you blow two kiyahs in a straight in a row anyway, so you want to blow a very long one to be yotze, the last one of the previous, and the first one of the next one. So the Gemara says, Ein biyado alachas, no, it only counts for one. Only counts for one. So ask the Gemara, why? If you say that all you have to hear is the beginning of a tekiah or the end of a tekiah, so if you have a very long one, I might just like lebatarti. So cut it in half and it'll be two. The beginning of the tekiah will be one, and the end of the tekiah will be the other. What's the difference between that counting as two and not hearing the first part or not hearing the second part? So the Gemara answers, maybe there's a difference between between having a shofar blow, which you don't hear, but it's still a shofar blow, and the end of it, which you would say, versus one shofar blow. You're not going to split up a one shofar blast into two. So therefore, it only counts as one. What was the Havamina? Was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? So some suggest maybe the Havamina is it's totally on the Shomea, on the one who hears. So then the one who hears, that just like the first one, if you blow and with the Chatzotros in the first part, you know, you're not Yotze, but they once you hear the second part is good. So besides the Shomea, it's the same thing. Kamash Malan, the Maskana is you look at the Tokeya as well. The Tokeya, you know, he only counted as one. You can't split up what the Tokeya is doing. And therefore, there's a difference to the two cases. Sorry? Well, that's a machlokes rishonim what the bracha is. Lishmo or Litzkoa. But that in a chinami. And even within Lishmo or Litzkoa, is it Al Tkiyas or Litzkoa? So different shittas we'll get to, B'ez Hashem, in the last parak of the Masechta. Do you need this? How much? We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in the Gemara. We'll talk about the Rishonim. We'll talk about that in a minute. There is, though, an important sheet to quote it here in the Rishonim. It says here that if you blow one long tekiah, so ein biyado ela achas. So the simple interpretation, and what all Rishonim say it means, almost all Rishonim, is that it means you blew a long shofar, the last tekiah of the one set and the first tekiah of the next set. So you're yotze one. What are you yotze? Which one? The last one of the previous set. So there is a sheet of the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius is quoted here in the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran and all the Rishonim. The Ritz Gaius argues. The Ramban here says, Rishonim Pirshu, everybody says, Shim Takab Tikiachron Shal Tarat. Therach Bo Kishtaim Kadishita Lo Afl Tiki Rishon Shal Tarat Hasheni, Lo Also Lo Achas. It only counts for the end of the Tarat, and you have to blow a new Tikiya for the next set. Ubar Ritz Gaius. Va'amar shematza b'Yerushalmi sha'af l'tkia achrona shel talrat lo also says the Ritz Gaius, if you blow a very long one and try to be motzi yourself as two, you don't have any. You don't have any. What does it mean? You only have one. It means the first one of the first set. You only have one tkia left. It doesn't count for this one. Why? Why? My gara. So that's all the Rishonim say. Why should it be worse? So you blew a long one. So they explain that if you try. First of all, it's based on Yerushalmi. That's why he says it. Then what's the svara though? It sounds like because if you try to be, you're not trying to blow this tekiah, you're trying to do two, so kind of call it mosav goreya. The more you try to do, you try to bite off more than you can chew, so, but this is the sheet of the Ritz Gaius based on Yerushalmi, that in biyado ala achas means you don't have either of the ones you're trying to do, you're only left with the previous one, the first one in the first set, but again, that is not the sheet of most Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that it means you have the one that you blew the second one in the first set. Tashma, next try. Again, we just had a statement which we're talking about, and that is that you only have to hear the first part or the second part of a shofar blow. Tashma, what about the next Mishnah? We're going to have it on the base. Hatoke lo tocha bar lo tocha dus, o lo tocha pites. Somebody blows shofar into a pit, into a cellar, into a barrel. And again, this comes up, one of the sign at a time, b'shas sakana, if the government doesn't allow us to blow shofar, so how are you going to blow shofar? So if you blow it into the ground, so that's going to muffle the sound, and therefore that would be okay. So let's say, so Is that allowed? So says the Mishnah, Im kol shofar shama yatsa, if you actually heard the sound of the shofar, then it's okay. If you call avar shama lo yatsa, but if you heard the echo, the indirect sounds, most interpret this to be an echo, some say it just means like an indirect sound of the shofar, then lo yatsa, you're not yotze. So again, he asks the Gemara, Amai, lefik betchila skia bikabi delav arbev kala, isn't there, even if you hear the echo, isn't there for the first second a real sound? The first 2 seconds, the first moment, it's a real sound. So why aren't you yotzi with that before you? It turns into an echo? Ask the Gemara, so we'll get to that. The Gemara assumes that there is some kind of shear here and that you're yotzi. So it says the Gemara is going to change exactly what it said before. Ella, charti, we'll get back to the Ramban on this line in a minute, but first let's read the answer. Ella, charti, kali michad gavra lo mishtami. So let's modify what we said before. If you have two sounds coming from one source, lo mishtami. That's what it means. So for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says two things at one time, we can't hear two things at one time from the same source. It doesn't mean gavra. Mitre gavri mishtami. But if you have two things from two different sources at the same time, that you could hear. So that's why there's no problem with the chatzotzros and the shofar, and that's why there's no problem with what we said before. The Ramban though has Yoni Sa'ar on the question of the Gemara, and that is, how do you know that there was a shear, enough of a shear before? Isn't there a minimum shear that you need to be yotze? So how do you know there was enough of a shear of shofar before the echo came? So the Ramban suggests two answers. The Ramban says, first of all, Tamahani, V'doma lespa shir mikami yirbov, says, number one, they're medayikit from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, im kol havara shama, which is ma'ktani, im kol havara shama, mashmalayim shim shama kol havara, afilu besof la'achar shir tkiya, afilu achi lo yasa. Instead of saying, im kol havara hu, instead of im kol havara shama, here's one deal. Either way, the second answer is the one that's quoted, inami kimluhu, t'lo mirba vel kola beboros, alamad marach tuba v'taka behu. Somebody who is blowing in the pit, Lachor is going to blow a very long tekiah, and is going to start outside and blow inside. So he thinks bistama. That's what you have to say. You have to say there was a shear tekiah beforehand. What is the minimum shear of a tekiah? Very short, not too long, a few seconds. But the Ramban says you have to assume. The Gemara is assuming that there's enough of a sound of a tekiah before the echo starts. But the Gemara comes up to a maskana here that you don't say shekalad lo mishtami if there are two sources of your sounds. To ask the Gemara, is that true? When we trade Gavri lo mishtami, that principle does not apply if it's two sources. V'hatanya, we learned in the Brisa in Megillah, Bitora, Echad Kori V'Echad Matargim. No, in the days of old, not only did you have a Bal Kore, but there was a Matargim. There was somebody who translated. I was once in a development town in Eretz Yisrael, in Eliakim, one of these towns up north, and they still used a Matargim. He said the Batargan. I was there. They had after every pasuk, they had somebody who screamed out the Unkelus. I don't remember if it was the Unkelus or it was a different Targum. But it was a Matargan. You know, you think laning takes a little while in our shuls, but he did it very quickly. Each pasuk they did Targum on. That's what they did in the days of old. But Torah echad kori v'echad Matargan. In the Torah, one person, one Balkori, and one is Matargim. Ubil vad, shalo yeh echad v'shnai Matargim min. You can't have two translators, meaning, because you're worried about Shrei Kali lo mishtami, even though you have two sources, so it sounds like it's still a problem. Halo damyu, so the Gemara answers, you're right. Halo damyu elu l'seifa. Why is it okay by shofar? Why is it okay, no problem with Shrei Kali lo mishtami? Because it's similar to the following. Bahalel ube megillah, afilu asara korin. No, by Hal and Megillah, you can have a lot of people reading at one time. Why? Alma, kivan dechaviv yahiv daite. When something is precious to you, when something is valuable to you, then you pay attention, and even if there are a lot of people talking at the same time, you're focused and you're able to hear. Hachanami, that's by Hal and Megillah, so Hachanami, so to hear by shofar, kivan dechaviv yahiv daite v'shama. So to hear, it's precious to you, and you stop and focus and listen. So that's why it's not a problem. What's a tirgum is not precious to you. Think about precious. Maybe that's why Rashi says, what does chaviva mean? Rashi says, chadasha hilo. It doesn't just say precious, it says it's new to you. It's not something you hear every day. So by shofar and Megillah and Holly, don't say that every day. That's why it's precious, because it's new. You do something every Shabbos. You know, okay. But it's not chadasha, so you don't get as excited about it. As we said, the more you do something, the more common it is. And if the less we say something, the more special it is to us. We said v'hurachim. We say v'hurachim less during the year, we always say that we'd have more kavanah during that tefillah. But again, that's how Rashi explains chaviv. Chaviv doesn't just mean chaviv, but it means chadasha. So therefore the Gemara ends off, el olam amarach b'shofar. So if it's true that there's no problem of trei kali lo mishtami, by shofar because you're focused on it. So why do you have to be marach by shofar? Why do you have to have it extended? Leida shemitzas ayom b'shofar. That's just to teach me because you want to reflect that that's the ikar of the day. By a fast day, the ikar is the chatzotzros. By Rosh Hashanah, the ikar is the shofar. Period. There's a big discussion, halacha l'maisa, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, what to do today about laning. Because we know, in the times of the Mishnah, everybody laned their own aliyah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that once people stopped knowing how to lane, it was inappropriate and not covered for the Torah to go up without having prepared and without knowing it. That's what the poskim say, you're not allowed to be a Baal Kori unless you prepared. Unless you prepared and you know it. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's a bizayin to the Torah to go up without preparing. If somebody doesn't know that they're a Baal Kori. Sometimes you have the law of who knows it the best. But again, that's the... But really, Mikra HaDin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes very strong words about preparing the laning. It's Kavod HaTorah. So we have a Baal Kori Bizvan HaZeh. So what does one do when he gets an Aliyah? What does one do? Right? We have a principle called Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. And we just said that it doesn't apply by laning. That is Chaviv. It's not so Chaviv because we lane every 3 days. So what do you do? What are you supposed to do? So the Tur quotes that his father, the Rush, that we call Makom, the Omid Likros Yikra Benachasim Shliach Tzibur. The person who gets the Aliyah has to say the Kriya along with the Makore softly, Benachas. Nobody else should hear. Kadei Shlo Tehei Berchasa Levatala. Says the Tur, and this is how the Darkei Moshe Paskins and the later Poskim, and that is that one has to make sure when he gets an aliyah to say it quietly along with the chazan. What happens if we know, if the gabbai knows that the person's not going to do that? Okay, that's not the gabbai's problem. Our minog is to give aliyos even to those who we know for sure won't say it. Because there are shitas. That's our minog. That's what the poskim say. That's what the Tur quotes. The Beis Yosef here though, and this is Kedarko Bakodesh in many places. Darkei Moshe here quotes a Zohar. That a Zohar says you can't have two people reading Torah at once. Zohar says you can't have two people. Quotes the Maria Buav that quotes a Zohar, and he didn't know where the Zohar was. And the Beis Yosef says, "Ani Akosiv Zachisi Lamoso." I found where it is. It's the Parshas Vayakel, and he quotes the language of the Zohar here in Kufim Aleph. And therefore, the Beis Yosef really wants to say that the Ola should not say a word. The Kima de Ladivrei Azohar Aser Likros Ela Echad Levad V'Yachshav Nagush Hashlich Tzibur Hu Akorei HaOle Aser Likros. Even though I know other poskim say you should read it quietly, but says the Beis Yosef, this is my yesod. Whenever you have something in Kabbalah that does not contradict something in Shas, you go by the different Kabbalah. Even if it's against other poskim. That's the Beis Yosef's Shita, and he says that in a few places, where it's Lushitas of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe says, what are you talking about? Poskim overrides Zohar. But the Beis Yosef says, no, the Zohar says it, and it doesn't contradict something in Shas, and therefore, one has to follow the Zohar. And then he says, anyway, you have the principle of Shomea Kaona, so even if you're quiet and you listen to the Baal Kore, maybe that could work, it's as if you're saying it. So therefore, the Beis Yosef really wants to say that you should not say a word. But, I assume, it seems like he changed his mind. It seems like he tempered his Shita, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, where he paskes what you should do, he sounds more like the Tur. He says, Lo yikru shnayim ala ha'ole kore v'shliach tzibur shosek, O shliach tzibur kore v'ha'ole lo yikra b'kol ram. Not b'kol ram. So that is generally the umikamakam sarech ulikros in mashliach tzibur k'dei shlo tehi b'chos levatala. So he changes, he says, he doesn't go all the way like the Zohar in his Shulchan Aruch. But either way, that's the Minag Yisrael to have the Baal Kori say it, but the Ola should l'chadchila read it by himself. Again, the ones who don't say a word, maybe they're relying on the Zohar, that even though they don't know they're relying on the Zohar, they're relying on the Zohar, that one should not say. Shderach Agav, we've mentioned a Vilna Gaon in the past, that says there is never a stira between Nigla and Nistar. So that's the Vilna Gaon says, if you ever think that there's a stira between Zohar and Nigla, so that we're either misunderstanding the Zohar or misunderstanding the Gemara. One of those two. He said there's only Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Kesser Rosh, in his Hakdama to his Siddur, he says that there's only one steer that he admitted to, and he even had a shot to that. How are you supposed to have your beds? North, south, or east, west? There's a Machlokas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Zohar, so halacha that many aren't makbid on anyway, Bizman Azab, but that's the only steer. If there is ever a stira, there's no stira really. We spoke about it by Lecha Mishnah. How many breads he's supposed to have? Because Zohar says 12, and the Gemara seems to say you're supposed to have two. Lecha Mishnah. So the Gemara explains it's based on a sheet of the Rashba. They are supposed to cut every bread at every meal, so you end up with 12 pieces at every meal altogether. And it should have said Yud Beis Ches with a smidgen in the Zohar. Yud Beis Chatichos, not Yud Beis Chalos. and ends up being two apieces. So really, that explains how there's no seer. But either way, that's the yesod of the grub. But the Beis Yosef assumes that there are problems sometimes. But if there is a problem, then the Gemara wins.
Why don't we say
Shemei Ka'oneh? It's a good question. Here, you're not doing a mitzvah. You usually say Shemei Ka'oneh by a mitzvah. If you're chayv in a mitzvah, then you can say Shemei Ka'oneh. Here, is it a mitzvah?
Birchas HaTorah
is a, but you said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So this is a new bracha on tefillah, on Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. They were masakin a bracha. Right, masakin a bracha. But it's not this exactly the same as others. Yeah.
I think it's davening, it's not a mitzvah. I mean, it's a kiyum.
Right, it's a kiyum. Right, so davening. Right, so davening is rachmana. Right, you have to daven for yourself.
But you can
by Megillah, right, Megillah, right, we don't, but that's what he suggests. He suggests some Shemei Ka'oneh. Why don't we generally use Shemei Ka'oneh? So good, we have to look, see if there's any other specific reason. Okay. Two dots. Ubataniyos, Bishel Zacharim, Bakuvan, Pivmutsu, Bakasev. So what does it say? That on the shofar of Rosh Hashanah was plated with gold, and the fast days were plated with silver. Why was the shofar with gold, and the trumpets with silver? Either because we have a remez that any time you use chatzotzros, trumpets, which are usually used to gather the people, they have silver. It says in the pasuk in Bahaloscha, or Hatorah chasam amonisha Yisrael. Principle that comes up in a number of places. The Torah has rachmanus. The Torah has a kpeda for the money of Bnei Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want you to waste your money or to cause you to lose your money. What's the source for this principle? And therefore silver costs less than gold, and that's why you use silver. What's the source for this principle? Rashi quotes by Mitzora, by Sara'as Habayis, with the Kohen, right before he's about to declare the house having Sara'as, the Kohen says, take everything out of the house. Why does he say that? Take out it because once it's in the house, and he declares that everything in the house is going to be Tameh. You could tovel everything. No, for the Klicheres in the house. The klicheres in the house is not going to be able to become tahor, and therefore that's why the Torah is worried about those klicheres, those earthenware kalim. That's why the Torah says to take it out of the house. Rav Hirsch, by the way, says this also proves that saras is not a regular contagious illness. Because if you have a contagious illness, you don't say, yeah, take everything out first before you declare it. It's just the opposite. You leave everything in. Right? You want to quarantine everything. But in my mind, this is a spiritual illness, right? You take everything out of the house. But that's the marker, says Rashi, for a Torah chasal mon she Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, hasam nab nevit dekesef. So why do you have silver even on Rosh Hashanah? Right? So why gold? No, kavod yantif wins out. If it's yantif, therefore you have gold. And the Sifsei Chachamim says, what does this mean? Why does kavod yantif mean you beat out chas mamonan? Because the Gemara basis that we had. That the money that we use for Shabbos and Yantif and Rosh Chodesh maybe doesn't come out of our ketziva that we have for the year. And therefore here we're talking about Kavod Yantif. The money Yantif, therefore it doesn't matter if it's gold. You don't have to worry about a Torah Chasam Amona because this money is off of the top.
Where else do we have Kavod Yantif?
Where else do we have Kavod Yantif? The Raman Paskes. Kishem Shemitzvah L'chabdo L'anko on Shabbos. Maybe this is one of his riyas. Kavod Yantif. Right? Kavod is even. And this is all my Rosh Hashanah. Not just a regular Kavod Yantif. That's our issue whether Rosh Hashanah is like the Yom Tovim. There's even Kavod Yom Kippur, the Gra says. Right? There's no Oneg Yom Kippur, but it's Kavod Yom Kippur. But yeah, this is a Raya that this Kavod. That's what the Rambam says. Kishem Shemitzvah L'chabdo L'ango Shabbos. So too Yantif. All the halachas are parallel according to the Rambam. Rapapa Bar Shmuel wanted to do like our Mishnah. In Shul, he wanted to have Chatzotzros along with his shofar. Amalei Rava, no. Lo Amrei Elba Mikdash. No, you only have this double Chatzotzros and shofar in the Mikdash. Outside, you only have shofar. On a fast day. On Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Namihachi, also in a Brisa, remember Mikdash. When do we say that you use both Chatzotzros and shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Avo Bikvulin, but outside the Beis HaMikdash. Makam Shish Chatzotzros and shofar, Makam Shish shofar and Chatzotzros. It's one or the other. Not both. V'chein hidag Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. Rabbi Chalafta and Tzipori, though, did both. V'chein metradiyim b'sichni. They both did both. U'kushama davar yitzach hachamim. And when they came in front of the Chachamim, Amru lo hayu nagin came. They said, no, this is not done. Ella b'shar mizrachu b'har bayis bovad. This is only done in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yitim Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to the fact that you only have both in the Beis HaMikdash? Tichsiv, the pasuk says, b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariyu l'fnei hamelach Hashem. We say it Friday night. With chatzotzos and shofar, you blow in front of Hashem. Lifnei melech Hashem, who to be in a chatzotzos v'kol shofar. When you're in front of Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, you need both. Aval ba'alma lo, but generally, you do not have both outside. You either have, on fast days, you have chatzotzos, and on Rosh Hashanah, you have shofar. Period. Next line of the Mishnah. Shabbat yovel Rosh Hashanah, let's kill the brachos. The Mishnah said that on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the same halachas apply. You have the same shofar, the same halachas of a shofar apply, and brachos. We mentioned the brachos, the special musaf Shemona Esrei that we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we will also say Meher V'Yameinu on Yom Kippur of Yovel. So says the Gemara, Amar Yeshua Bar Yitzchak. That's a problem, though. We're going to say the exact same Shemona Esrei on on Yom Kippur, but there's one line in there that's not going to make sense. Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Yom Kippur is not the day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. So how could you say the Shemona Esrei? Come on, Maslinu Ha'ina Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zekaron L'chol Yom Rishon. So who is the opinion? Like our Mishnah, who is the one that says you could just transplant the Shemona Esrei? Come on, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. But says the we daven today, we mentioned that line, and therefore we are reflecting that we paskin b'tishrei nivra olam, because that's what we say. Today is the day that the world is created, but that doesn't work with our Mishnah then. Must Ravina Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyol the brachas, right? It says that you just transplant the brachas. So is our Mishnah against Rabbi Eliezer? Because our Mishnah says you could say the same Shemona Esrei, and that bracha though wouldn't make sense on Yovel. Kiktania Shara. No, come on. It means the whole rest of the Shemona Esrei. So you can leave out that phrase. Doesn't mean you don't have to say the exact same Shemona Esrei. So you leave out one phrase. Same Gemara, a little differently. Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi Masni Hachi. He's learned it the following. Amar Shabbat Yisachad. It's not Shabbat Yol Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyol Brachas. Our Mishnah, which says that Kiman to look Rabbi Eliezer. Should we assume that's not like Rabbi Eliezer? The Rabbi Eliezer. Kiva Dam Petishri Neva Olam Ha'ika Zayam Yom Tchilas Masechah Zekaron L'Chol Yom Rishon. The Rosh Hashanah Isa B'Yavol Lesa. So should we say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer? So my answer is no. Kiktani Ashara. So our Mishnah could be worked even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because we generally hold Zeha Yom Tchilas Masechah. We assume, the Gemara assumes that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. There's two other points that we mentioned earlier, that when we did this Gemara, on Daf Yud Aleph we had it, and Daf Yud, and that is number one, the Ran says there, that when it says today is the birthday of the world, it doesn't really mean the world. It means that Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Tishrei. The world was started to be created on Chaf Hei Elul. But really, the Adam HaRishon was created, and that's why it's the Yom HaDin, because that was the day that he was judged by Gan Eden, and that's the day that we are judged every year. That was the day that Din was put into the world. Tosfos here is the one that quotes the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And that is the end of this Tosfos. Come on, see five lines up from the bottom of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says, Elu ve'elu diri elokim chayim. Because we have different places in our davening where we seem to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and some where we seem to hold like Rabbi Yehoshua. So says Tosfos, says the Rabbeinu Tam, they're both right. V'igla meimer de'betishrei olav ha'machshava livros. In Tishrei, it went up, kaviyachal on Hashem's mind to create it. V'lo nivra nisan. And it was only created Nisan. Nivra Nisan was created in Nisan. So really, it was olav ha'machshava and olav ha'maisa. So really, both of them are right. Again, this is a much talked about shita in the Rosh Hashanah literature. I mentioned then also, maybe there's a smach to this in our davening when we say Hayom Haras Olam. We don't say Hayom Leidas Olam, but Haras Olam means the impregnation. Herayon. So that's an illusion that it's the thought. But the baby's not born yet. Well, it wasn't born yet, but it was the pregnancy stage. That's what happened on Tishrei. It's similar to what Rabbeinu Tam says here, that it is Olam B'machshava on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, next Mishnah, Masnisan. Shofar, shenistak v'divko pasul, a shofar that got cracked, and it got v'divko, and it got glued together, pasul. That shofar is pasul. How did it crack? So Rashi says, along lengthwise, it just split, and you glue it together, it is pasul. So why is it pasul? Rashi says that you glued it v'divko with glue, and it is pasul. Rashi says, because it's like two shofars now. And it's a psul, you can only have one shofar and not two shofars. Tosvos does not think that that's the case here, because that's exactly the following case. There's another pshat in the Mishnah. Let's just do the Ramban, not Tosfos. The Ramban says he doesn't think glue would be a problem, because if you have glue in your the glue itself would. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack for a second. Rashi quotes shofar shenis like v'divko pasul. Let's finish the Mishnah and then I'll say it. So if it's cracked and you glued it with glue, it is pasul. Rashi says because of two shofaros. Divek shivri shofar is pasul. And the next line in the Mishnah says if you have a bunch of cracked pieces and you glue it all together, it is also pasul. Continuing, nikev vistamo. Let's say it had a hole and you closed up the hole in the shofar. If it changes, if it withholds the sound of the shofar, it's pasul, and if not, kosher. What exactly does this line mean? There are many, many pshatim in the Rishonim. What does this phrase mean? We'll do two of them. The two that Tosfos say, the two that the Rosh says. When is Ma'akiv Esetikiyah talking about? This is one shot. If when there's a hole in the shofar, the original sound of the shofar is changed. If the sound of the shofar is changed because of this hole, and therefore when you stuff up the hole, now you have gotten the original sound back, puzzle. That's puzzle. Because now you are using that stima to help you have the regular sound of the shofar. So that's a problem. V'imlav kosher. But if the original sound was not changed when you had the hole there, so therefore your steam is not really affecting the sound, and therefore it's kosher. That's one way to understand this line of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. Another pshat. Let's read the line again. The opposite pshat. Nikei v'stomo. Imakei v'satkia. If the stima is ma'akev etzkia. If the item that you use to stuff up itself causes a change. The first shot, what means if it got back to what it usually was, it's puzzle. It's the opposite. If the steam itself causes a change and it's ma'akev your sound, puzzle. That's puzzle. V'imlav. But if the stuffing up just gets the original sound back, that's perfect. That's beautiful. That's kosher. Mamash opposite pshatim. Tosas here alludes to both pshatim. The Rosh has a beferish. There are others, but we'll leave it at two. That's part two of the Mishnah. Next, part three. Hatokei, like we had in Amar Aleph. Hatokei, lotocha bar lotocha dos, otocha pites. Im kol shofar shama yatzav, im kol avar shama lo yatzav. You blow it to a pit or into a cellar, that if you hear the sound of the shofar, it's fine. If you hear the sound of the echo, it is possible. Again, we'll get back to that Ramban I alluded to at the end, if we have time. V'chein, last case of the Mishnah. And also, Mishaya over Achori Beis HaKnesses. If somebody is walking behind a shul, Oshaya Beis or Samach Beis HaKnesses, or his house is right next to the shul, Vishama Kol Shofar Kol Megillah, and he hears the sound of the shofar or the Megillah, Im Kivin Libo Yatzah, Vim Lav Lo Yatzah. If he had Kavana to be Yotzei, so then fine, wonderful, he's Yotzei. Vim Lav Lo Yatzah, but if he did not have Kavana, then he's not Yotzei. Afa pieces of Shama Vizeshama, even though you could say in either case he heard, no, it doesn't matter. Ze kivin libo, ze lo kivin libo. This one heard, and this one did not hear. Again, this is a huge discussion. We'll have more of a discussion of it tomorrow, where it comes up in the daf. The principle of mitzvos srichos kavana. The Gemara here, the Mishnah seems to say that mitzvos srichos kavana when it comes to shofar and megillah. One's a daraisa, one's a darabanan. So we'll get back to that of tomorrow. Major stiras in the Rambam by different mitzvahs. Srichos kavana, ain't srichos kavana. Beshem, we'll get back to that tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Ask the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, what's the difference if you're inside or outside? Why is it emphasizing if you're behind the shul and this happens, but if you're inside the shul and this happens? Right, if you're inside the shul and you're daydreaming? Oh, so says the Radvaz in the Tshuva, and this Tshuva is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. The Radvaz is quoted that if you're outside a shul, it's really totally on this. But if you're sitting in shul, even if you're daydreaming, says the Radvaz, stomach kavana. If you're walking behind shul, then there's no stam das that you're listening to the shofar. That's why the Mishnah says, if you have kavana, you're yotzei. And if you don't have kavana, even if you're daydreaming, you're not yotzei. But there's an important principle, says the Ravaz, if you're in shul, in tough tests, says the Ravaz, if you're in shul, even if you're daydreaming a little bit, it's still okay. You're still yotzei, because Mishnah, why else are you in shul? Why else are you hearing these sounds? Mishnah, you're yotzei. And the Mishnah Berurah expands this. He quotes the Chai Adam in Simin Samach, which is the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. He says the same thing if you're saying Kriya Shema. Sometimes we don't have the best Kavana by Kriya Shema. Sometimes we, all of a sudden, we realize we're saying Kriya Shema. Right? Sometimes we don't remember if we're in the first parasha, the second parasha. But again, sometimes we don't have the best Kavana. Halavai, we should have the Kavana for Kriya Shema. But let's say we don't. Or let's say if you're eating matzah, or if you're blowing shofar, or you're shaking a lulav. So based on this Radvaz, the Chai Adam says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that even if you don't have the best Kavana, you're still Yotzei. Even if you say Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. But look, you're in shul. You're shaking a lulav. You're eating matzah. Why else are you eating matzah tonight? Why else are you shaking a lulav tonight? If it was not so clear, like a parallel to walking behind the shul, then you'd say you're not Yotzei. But here, says the Mishnah Berurah, an important Mishnah Berurah in Simin Samach, you'd be Yotzei based on this Radvaz. That's why the Mishnah is Meduyuk. It Dafka says walking behind the shul. So Aaron, your Diyuk is that of the Radvaz. Okay, let's continue. Tomorrow, Tanu Rabbanan, there's an Aruch Lanair on the Mishnah, but let's continue. If we have time at the end, we'll say it. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Archo Viksaro, kosher. If you have a long shofar and you cut it down, kosher is still kosher. As long as you left most of it, it's still kosher if you cut it down. Gardo Behemido Agildo Kosher, if there are a number of layers on the shofar and you scraped off some of the layers, and now only the inner layer is left kosher, it still looks like a shofar, it still has all the shape of a shofar, it is still kosher. Tipu zavamakam menachas pet pasul shalamakam menachas pet kasher. As we said, number aleph, if it has gold in the place where you put your mouth, it's pasul. We have the two days, the first thing we said today, either because of inkateganas senega or because of chatzitza. When if it is shalamakam menachas pet, if it's not where the mouth goes, then it is kosher. Tipu zav mi bifnim pasul. If you gold laid in it with gold inside, it's pasul. Why? Because then you're basically blowing gold, as we'll see in a minute. Mi bachutz, if you laid, you didn't just put a little gold on it, but the whole outside you covered with gold, so it depends. Im nishtal kamom kamo shalya pasul. If the sound is changed because of the gold, then it's pasul, because now you've affected the shofar. V'yam lav kosher. But if it doesn't change it, then it is kosher. But there's no halacha moshe misinai, they're not allowed to have gold. Right? Like parallel to tefillin. By tefillin, not allowed to have gold tefillin. Halacha moshe misinai has to be black. If you have gold tefillin, it's pasul. Gold shofar, okay. Get over. You could line your shofar on the outside with gold, as long as it doesn't change the sound.
How come no one is knowing to have gold in the shofar?
Well, in Kadegan Asanegar, based on that reason. Again, a lot of this has to do with Mesorah. Where did Bnei Yisrael accept to be hider mitzvah? Right, to do hider mitzvah. They accept, even though the Torah, I think it says in one of the Makorah, shofar Noah. But shofar Noah, maybe it has to do with that tzvas emes that we started off with today. And that is, the gold is not going to, is more external. It's a shofar even without it, now you're adding another layer. A beautiful esrog is not an esrog plus. It's a beautiful esrog. It's a beautiful, that kind of case. This is more extra. Okay, let's continue. Niki bistamo, if you had a hole in it, close it up. Imakiv is a tekiah positive imlav kosher. Like we said, the two different shadim in the Mishnah, what does that mean? Nothing shofar betok shofar. If you put a shofar inside another shofar, im kolpni mishama yatsa, if you hear the sound of the inner one, then you're yotze, because that's the one that's being blown. Vim kol chitzon shama lo yotze, if you only hear the sound of the outer one, you're not yotze. Rashi says, the pnimi is mafsik then, because if you only hear the sound of the outer one, but it has a break in between where the sound is coming out from, and therefore you're not yotze. That's Rabbi Pelkovitz in his Sefer Table Talk. So that's he has one piece on Rosh Hashanah. He talks about our inner voice. He starts off with this Gemara. He says, we all have a kol pnimi. So if our kol pnimi is heard, then yatsa. There's always a voice inside of us that's telling us, you know, like the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Gerushin, that everybody wants to do the right thing, and it's the Yetzer Hara that's being kofei him not to do the right thing. So Rabbi Pelkovitz discusses him, kol pnimi shama yatsa. Our kol pnimi has to come out on Rosh Hashanah. If it's the kol achitza, no yatsa. So then, to make sure it's not our outer voice that is by doing things because of peer pressure for wrong reasons, kol pnimi, then yatsa. Tanu Rabbanan. Similar brisa. Gardo, maybe if bechutz kosher, if somebody scraped off parts of the shofar, or either inside or outside, is kosher, as long as the shofar remains. Gardo v'amido agil kosher, even if only the inner layer is there, it's still kosher. Hiniach shofar b'toch shofar, if you put a shofar inside a shofar, im kol pnimi shama yatsa, im kol chitzon shama lo yatsa, if you had the inner sound, you're yotze, the outer sound, you're not yotze. Havcho v'toch abo, if you switched around your shofar and you blew inside of it, lo yatsa, you're not yotze. What does that mean? The Gemara just explains. Amra papa, lo tema da hafrik kituna. Not only do I mean if you turned it inside out like a shirt, the shofar, if you somehow softened it and you turned it inside out, that's pasul. Ella, shehircha v'zakatzar v'yikizar sarachav, even if, let's say you softened it somehow and you made the wide part narrow and the narrow part wide, and then you blew through the newly narrow part, that's also pasul. Even though now you're blowing it, well, it looks like a shofar, but my time in all these cases where you change the shape of the shofar is pasul. Why? Kidder Rav Masna. Damar Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, Vahavarta derech havaraso be'inon. It says, Vahavarta shofar chua. You shall pass through the land a sound of a chua. So we darcha that it means how it was on the animal. Havara, how it passed onto the animal. That's how we have to blow it. So the Gemara cases of hafcho are the cases that you mamish did something to the shofar. What happens to Lamaisa if you just turn the shofar around? You don't do anything to the physical shape of the shofar. What if you just turn the shofar around and you blow through the Y part? Pretty difficult. Got to have a big mouth. But how do you... So the shofar not possible, that's possible also. Even though the Gemara doesn't talk about that case, that's also possible. You have to blow through the small part, even if somebody trains themselves the other way. Pasuk is by Yovel. So we darshin, as we're going to see many times in the fourth parak, that we darshin Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. That's how we know the marker for how many tekiyas we have to blow on Rosh Hashanah is learned out also from Yovel. Tibei shevei shofar is possible. If somebody glues their shofar to pieces of shofar together, it's possible. Tana Rabbanan. Hosef alav. Now we're going to have a couple of cases. Let's say you want to make your shofar a little longer. So instead of before we spoke about shortening it, hosef alav kol shehu bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino possible. If you add it on a little bit, it doesn't matter if it's made out of the same material of the shofar or not. The Tana Kama says possible. Niki bustamo, bimino bein shelo bimino pasul. And if you closed it up, pasul. We shouldn't talk about how does this fit with the Sheet and the Mishnah, but that's not for us now. So the Tanna Kamma holds, if you add on or you use a filler, it's always pasul. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson has a chilek though. Bemino kosher shelo bemino pasul. Bemino, if you used the type of material that a shofar is made of, then it's kosher. Shelo bemino pasul, but if it's not of its type, then it is pasul. So now we have two opinions within Rebbe Dosa. When Rebbe Dosa says mino is okay and shlomo mino is pasul, two opinions within Rebbe Dosa. Number one, bemino kosher, bemino Rebbe Nosson is kosher, amar Rebbe Yochanan v'ushin is tayarubo. Rebbe Nosson only allows that if most of the shofar is still there and you're closing up a little bit. Michlal de shlomo mino avi shlomo is tayarubo pasul. Mashma that if you're using not of its type, even if it's rove that is left is pasul. In other words, in a line, the first opinion of Rebbe Dosa holds that you require both in order to be machshir. You need most of the shofar still to be there, and you have to use dafka, the material that the shofar is made of. That's opinion number one of Rebbe Dosa. If you're missing either of those, puzzle. Ika the masi la seifa. Some have a different shot. They interpret it on the seifa, the second half of Rebbe Dosa. Shalom amino puzzle. Rebbe Dosa says if you use something not of its type, it's puzzle. Am Rebbe Yochanan v'husha nifchas rubo. This is only a problem when most of it is not there anymore. Michlal de amino v'husha nifchas rubo kasher. Mashma, that a bemino would work even if his robe is not there. In other words, according to the second opinion of Rebbe Dosa, you need both to make it bad. It has to be shelo bemino and most of the shofar not there anymore. But either one good would be okay. So it's 2 days within Rebbe Dosa. Next part of the brisa. Suppose bimifnim pasul, if you laid in it with gold inside, it's pasul. Mibachutz from the outside, like the mish, like we had earlier. Im nishtana kol mikvoshu pasul vimlav kasher. If it changed the sound from what it was, then it's pasul, but if not, then it's fine to have gold on the outside. Nistak la'arko pasul, if it got cracked lengthwise the whole way, pasul. L'rachbo, what about widthwise? So just part of your shofar got cut off. So it depends. Im l'shtayer bo shir tzkiya kasher. If there's still a shear, enough physical shofar for there to, for you to have be able to blow a tzkiya kasher, v'imlav pasul, and if not, it's pasul. What is that shear? The kama shear tzkiya. What's the shortest shofar you're allowed to have? Pirush Rav Shimon Gamliel, klush shachizena biyado, so that you can hold it in your hand, the yira lakan lakan, and it's visible from both sides. As long as the shofar is visible from both sides, so then after you hold it, so you can have a tiny little shofar. Finally, hayakolo dak o aveh o tzrar, if the sound of the shofar is thin or thick, high, low, any sound of a shofar, kosher. Any sound that comes out is kosher. Shakala korlos ksherin b'shofar. All sounds are kosher in a shofar. Let's finish the two dots, and then I'll just talk about this for a second. Shokhale lavu de Shmuel, kadcho v'takabo yatza. What if you drill out a hole in a shofar, it's called your yotze. So pshita, what do you mean? Kulunami b'chu kadcho luhu. Every shofar has a hole in it in order to blow from. So what do you mean if you take a horn and you chisel it? Every shofar looks like that. So Amar Rav Ashi, no, different. This is what it means. Kadcho b'zichruso. It means that when a shofar is on an animal, Rashi explains that it really has a thick bone inside of it. And then when you detach the shofar from the animal, you take out that inside. Let's say you didn't do that. Let's say you just took a drill and you drilled a hole into that bone in the inside and you left it in there. So now you can blow the shofar with that thing inside of it. So is that okay? So that's what we're saying here is kosher. I might have said that it's a chatzitza and therefore you have to take it out. No, you can just drill the hole inside. Period. So the Gemara here said that any sound of a shofar is kosher. The Aruch HaShulchan, just two notes on this and then we'll finish. The Aruch HaShulchan says, though, there is one limitation. It has to be a loud sound. It has to be kol rum. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Tavkuf Pevav Sifkir Gimel, nearly dal calls a dafka kol rum, avalim akolu kol lachash lo yasi de chavaso. Even if the person right next to you could hear it. Why? Because that's not a shrua. A shrua, by definition, can be any sound, but it's got to be a kol rum. V'chein ikar lashon shrua hu kol rum kamo yariah af yatzriah. V'chein emesh shekol kol shirim b'shofar, but it has to be a kol. It has to be a sound. But what's very important is the other issue. It says kol akolos kshirim shofar. What happens? It happens sometimes in Rosh Hashanah that the guy is blowing. The sound changes in the middle. Is that okay? All sounds are kosher, but can it change in the middle? Can it change in the middle from a high to a low? So sometimes people say, they're like motioning to the makri to do it again. Maker adin lechazanish paskas beferish, that it's okay. All sounds are kosher, that means even in the middle. Even in the middle of the sound, it's allowed to change. It is still okay. He quotes this from the Chazon Ish. In the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes it from the Chazon Ish and Chaim Kanievsky. That is all okay. There's a Maharal Diskin that is Machmir, that you should try to have it straight. And of course, L'Gadchilo, we should try to make it a beautiful sound, make it straight. But May Ikar Adin We Paskin, that this line of all sounds are kosher, don't only mean the whole sound, but it means even if it changes in the middle, it would also be okay. Even though lachatchila, we try to have it as one smooth, straight sound. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'Hashem, we continue tomorrow with...